It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Phone calls always welcome, emails, tweets, all the above. Operator sitting by, Tyler taking your phone calls. Poll question for the final hour, Seton, if you want to recap what we've already traversed in the first 2 hours of the program.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, the first hour we put up there, next year, Bill Belichick will be ... Mm-hmm. Right now, everybody thinks he's going to be on Nantucket with his dog. He won't be coaching at all.
Oh.
Okay. That's at about 40% of the audience. 35% have him coaching another NFL team. Only 14% see him staying with the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't see it. But I do see him coaching elsewhere. I don't know if it's one of those, let me take a year off. I think if you're the Patriots, and maybe you can trade Bill Belichick, I'd certainly try to get something in return because you do need draft picks here. Maybe they would do that. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton?
We've got one here. It says, the nicest phrase for being fired.
Okay.
Decided to part ways. Parting ways is a very nice way to do that.
Okay.
Mutual decision is good.
What about uncoupling?
Yeah, you consciously uncoupled.
Consciously uncoupled.
It's a great way of saying getting divorced.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about is relieved of their duties? Is that I don't think that's a positive.
That happens a lot at Crappensburg State.
They've been relieved of their duties.
Duties.
Yes,
the coach you almost said duties. Yeah, Paul.
I've noticed the past year, relieved of his duties is a very popular one. Like, if the college football, like, Frank Reich has been relieved of his duties, we wish him well and all the best in the future, and we thank him for his contributions. It's somewhat positive, but it's clear they're being fired. I don't think Frank Reich was, I don't know this, relieved when they told him he was no longer the coach.
No.
I don't like that word.
No. I think he was just fired.
Right.
Yeah.
Why can't we use the word?
I don't know. I think we're trying to be very respectful, protective. You know, don't want to be mean-spirited. You know, the language is really important nowadays.
Parting ways sounds like two people on two separate boats
yes.
who are having a little conversation, and then they go in two different directions. Lovely.
Or when they say it's mutual, I always go, really? Was it mutual? Like you both at the same time you went.
I quit.
I think we're going to have to.
We want you out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Clean out your desk. Yeah, maybe we're just trying to dress it up so it doesn't sound as bad. When you go home to your wife and you go, what happened? Relieved of my duties. Oh, well, that's better than being fired.
Uncoupling's a good one by you because that was a, was that a?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
And Chris Martin from Coldplay. Conscious uncoupling.
Consciously uncoupled.
Yeah.
No, honey.
Yeah.
Kids, sit down.
It's not a divorce.
We're not divorcing. No. We're consciously uncoupling. We're both still going to be active
get
parts of your life.
Uncoupling lawyers to help you out.
Lost 75% when I uncoupled.
Yeah, it did. Cost me a lot.
Can I recouple?
A fortune.
Especially in California.
Yeah, I'm...
Cost me a lot.
Hey, and how many grand a month in uncoupling?
Good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and nearly 400 cities around America that carry this program. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And yes, if you're watching on Peacock, this flannel shirt, you can get one just like it at danpatrick.com. We sold out initially, and they are sharp. They are looking good, and you can pick these up. Also, some moonshine is available. A lot of great gifts there for the holiday season. All right, so the final hour on the way. We'll bring back something that Charles Barkley had to say about Draymond Green and the role that the Warriors play in disciplining Draymond Green. Because if I'm Golden State, can I do a preemptive strike and say to the commissioner, we're going to handle this. Will you trust us? We're going to handle this. Now, he might say, hey, I sat him down for five games when he put Rudy Gobert in a chokehold. How long? I don't know if there's an amount of time or money that's going to impact Draymond Green. Because at some point, he decided, I can get away with whatever I want to get away with. And that starts with my team. If I'm going to punch a teammate and drop him, everybody okay? Okay. And then you trade away that teammate. It just feels like that he's been empowered here. And now you can't bring him back. This is his identity here. And you can't cut him. You sign him to that contract extension, I believe. But they're not good. They lost 10 of 11. He's been thrown out of 20% of his games so far this year. And last night, you know, I mean, it's just, here's the NBA in-season tournament. Got some positives, people watching the NBA before Christmas, and then this knucklehead goes out and throws a punch, and then had this to say after the game.
He was pulling my hip, and I was swinging away to sell the car, made contact with him. As you know, I'm not one to apologize for things I meant to do, but I do apologize to you, sir, because I didn't intend to hit him. I sell cars with my arms. I don't fall or to sell a car. I'm not a flopper. So I was just selling the car because he was grabbing me and pulling my hip back. So I spun away, and unfortunately, I hit him. And so, like I said, I apologize to you, Seth, because I didn't intend to hit him.
All righty. Yeah, it's just, it's really the same story. The script is a little different, but it's the same lead character here. And this is bad for the NBA when you have something like this. It didn't warrant that. It wasn't like he was doing something that Draymond would do to somebody else. And then you're going to sell it and flop, but he says he doesn't flop, but that's what he was trying to do. And then you swing, and then you drop, you know, Nurkic to the floor. What are we doing? What are we doing? And does the NBA, what do they, you know, is it 10 games now? Does that matter? Usually what happens is when you hurt your team. If you fine somebody, okay, I'm not hurting my team. You're fining me. You're just hurting my checkbook. But when you are gone from your team is not playing well. Klay Thompson's not playing well. Some of these other younger players are not playing well. Now that's when it has an impact here. You're not a 70-win team. You're not a 60-win team anymore. You may be a 45-win team. You can't afford to have anybody out of that lineup. Right now, they're the 11th seed. So, does anything happen? At this point, I don't care. No. This is on the NBA. If he's out there, great. No. And everybody says the same thing. Man, I love Draymond Green. I don't. Now, I appreciate his game when he plays at a high level, when he's smart. What happened in the NBA Finals when they played Boston? And he's trying to be this pest and nuisance to Jason Tatum. And I said on the air, just play basketball. And then he did play basketball. They ended up winning that championship. So when he does play at a high level, the end result can be a championship. But when he doesn't, then you have a situation like this. Yes, Paulie.
Could you imagine, and I'm answering my own question, I can't, another team trading for him or accepting a trade offer? Because if you were going to try to trade him, if you're the Warriors, at his age and...
The only team I could see is the Lakers, because LeBron is friends with him. And maybe you can have this, hey, I need you. You know, I mean, that's, if you're trading for him, then you're missing something that he can help you with. And the bottom line is, we can win a championship. Like Denver. Would Denver trade for him? Now, I wouldn't. At that price, I don't even know what he's making. But, you know, Paulie, how much is Draymond making?
Draymond makes $23 million a year, $24 million next year, $25 million the year after, and a player option for 26, 27.
No.
For $28 million.
Yeah, I don't have.
He's locked up.
I know. I have no interest in it. But somebody may. So we'll bring back some comments Charles Barkley had to say in the first hour of the program. By the way, I go into a grocery store last night. I'm rushing in. It's like 5:15, and I'm looking for olives and salad dressing. My wife goes, "Oh, can you run the store?" So I run to the store. I run in, and then I see a woman who's got her outfit on, her name tag on, and I go, "Olives, salad dressing, please." And she goes, "Honey, I'm not on the clock anymore." And I go, "Well, okay." I was by the cash registers, and I thought, it doesn't take that much to say aisle 8. But I was like, okay, all right. So she was off the clock, and then I just was like, all right. So I was a little stunned with that. I also recently had somebody ask me for advice at a Lowe's where they wanted to know where something was.
That's a compliment. That means you look handy.
But it's not like Home Depot and I had orange on.
Yeah.
I'm at Lowe's.
Did you have a smock on?
I did not. I like to wear a smock.
So wearing your tool belt.
That's what she said.
Hey, just a belt?
Hey, now.
But I had somebody, they were asking about some jigsaw something.
Orbital Sanders?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I'm not quite sure. And the woman goes, "Don't you work here?" I go, "No." And she goes, "Oh, okay." Like, I just had a flannel shirt on and jeans and a hat.
That's a Lowe's uniform.
I guess. Yes, Ton.
Did you feel like being sarcastic at that moment, saying, "Sorry, I don't work here, but I bet any one of those guys in the orange, kind of smock."
Well, no, because I was not at Home Depot. Different color.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Todd, you do not go to those stores.
But I have to believe that Lowe's has some kind of outfit or dress where an employee versus a patron.
I think maybe it's a blue smock. I don't know. But, I was like, no, I don't work here. Yeah, Paul.
I like to go back to the olive oil incident.
Yes.
The olives and incident.
Olives and salad dressing.
Just to be fair to the worker at the grocery store, was she exiting the grocery store or was she just meandering about?
She was like 22 feet away from the exit.
Wrapping up her shift.
Yeah, she was done at 5.
But she wasn't walking out the door.
Well, she wasn't running out the door. Mm. She was walking to the door. Yes, Eden.
I think that you, instead of being upset about this, you just adopt this method for the next time that you're like at a bar or in a party or walking through the airport or trying to have some wings or something, and somebody's like, "Hey, DP, who do you like for the game tonight?"
I'm not on the clock right
now. Buddy,
yeah,
I'm not on the clock right now, right?
Yeah, I'm not doing my show right now.
Yeah, I'm not on the clock right now.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Maybe when we go to Vegas, I'll use that.
Yeah.
Somebody comes up, "Hey, DP!" And I'm like, "My name is Dan, and I'm not on the clock
six
right now."
6 to 9 Pacific, Monday through Friday, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
Thank
you, John. Yes, Paul.
I think what maybe bothers me and most of America with the olive story is that the woman said, "Honey, I'm not on the clock right now." It would have been easier to say aisle 4.
Yeah.
It would have been shorter and taken up less of her time.
She could have said, "Honey, aisle 8. And then on her way out. And that would have been, "Thank you."
And then you said, "I'll leave you alone."
I'll leave. Okay.
I tried it.
Oh, the salad days. Yes. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, I love how she said, "Yeah, I'm off the clock." I didn't ask you if you were working or not. I just asked you where the olives and the salad was.
But if you have your name tag still on, I thought that it was fair game. That's all. Yes. Yes, Eden.
I can see where you would think that, but just to play devil's advocate, so we're not piling on the supermarket workers of the world,
You
could also do what everybody else does. Just look up at the signs and find it.
I have to be honest with you. I love playing the game of walking into the grocery store and asking where something is, because they take great pride and go, aisle eight, three quarters of the way down on the left-hand side. And I always say, you're showing off, aren't you? So, okay, that's just...
Is there any chance that reputation preceded you when you went in for the olive?
God, like, you may have already gotten this lady five times, and you're like, dude, this guy, one, he's come in looking for olives three times already.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, buddy, just remember where the olives are.
But I feel like people work at the grocery store take great pride in telling you exactly where something is. Hmm. And so I do ask. I think that I'm doing them a favor to let them show me how good they're at doing their job. Yes, Marvin?
It depends. At my local grocery, someone says, it depends on what they're doing. If somebody's unpackaging boxes or something like that,
yeah.
And it's like, hey, where's the Edmonds at? You know, where's the Little Debbie's at? Oh, it's right here, you know, aisle five, third shelf on the left. All right, thank you, Michael. You got it. Have a blessed day.
Yes.
When you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, do you ever, like, hesitate to ask someone because it's emasculating? Like, I need a...
Everything's emasculating when you go to those stores.
Right, but you try to minimize it.
First of all, I can't do anything on my own.
Right.
Second of all, I can't even find the things that I'm supposed to get to do on my own. I'm lost.
I was in there a month ago. I go, my toilet, it won't flush. And the stopper, he goes, the red one? I go, the red one? He goes, is it the red ring at the bottom? I'm like, well, no, it's the stopper. The stopper is a different thing. I'm like, it's the thing at the bottom. He goes, I just asked you if it's the thing at the bottom. I go, well, it's not the thing at the handle. Of course it's not. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go home.
Yeah. I'm just going to curl up
and
feed
it. I'll just buy a new house. I can sell the house. Sell the house.
Yes.
It's like, hey, I know that you're just working here at Home Depot, but can you be sort of a plumber for me and diagnose this problem real quick and then tell me what I need to fix?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a little more tricky than maybe we're giving them credit for.
Or we're complimenting their expertise.
Once again, go into the grocery store and you ask them, where is?
Hey, you know why my toilet won't stop running? Because I checked the flappery thing. And then I did the little jiggly thing. The jiggly thing.
Are you 95 an hour? Because
be
this
like,
is
dude,
free.
I'm just, I don't know, man. Call a plumber.
Speaking of plumbers, Trip in Vegas. Hi, Trip.
Good morning. Good morning, Danettes. So I had an opportunity to go back out to Pennsylvania, and I actually visited the Double Deuce this time.
Oh, how is the campus bar at Crappensburg State?
It is. So I have a few interesting things about the bar. First of all, I thought it would be bigger. It's a gastro pub. There are no chairs, only loose stools.
All right. Thank you.
So then on the bar drink specialties, they had Jaeger bombs, brown eye girls, and mudslides. Then some of the menu items, the appetizers, they had the poo-poo platter. They have fresh cut cheese on the sliders that are so big, they fill the bowl.
Thank you, Trip. Thank you, Trip. Yeah.
That might be a less is more. Started out killing it.
Less is more.
Yeah, that was a half and then half situation.
Yeah.
Appreciate the effort, though.
Yeah.
It was well done.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
I don't know about less is more. I think you keep on rambling.
No. You don't. All right. Charles Barkley gives us his thoughts on Draymond Green when we come back right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charles Barkley joined us in the first hour of the show. We'll bring back a couple of his comments about the Golden State Warriors and Draymond Green. Tim Kawakami covers the Warriors, columnist for The Athletic, his podcast, the TK Show podcast, and Tim joins us now. What did you see from Draymond last night and the Warriors?
I just think this, if it isn't over, this dynasty isn't over, it's getting real close. And I think last night was kind of a threshold moment. Draymond getting thrown out again, likely getting suspended again for the second time in a month. Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Kevon Looney essentially kind of pulled from the rotation in the second half. This is it's getting old, you know, literally. These are older players, not Wiggins, but the other guys. They try to do it for one more time, and kind of the cycles of failure are being repeated this season, even going back to last season, and also they're speeding up. This is happening. You know, we knew everything comes to an end. Dynasty has come to an end. Steph Curry is still playing great, but it wasn't going to last forever around him. And we're kind of seeing kind of a threshold moment, I think, where everyone was waiting for it, something good to happen, and last night was the exact opposite of it.
Can Draymond Green change?
I don't think so. You know, he punched a teammate last year, and they traded the teammate, did not suspend Draymond, and gave him a 4-year deal for $100 million. And listen, you have to be around the Warriors to understand the full extent of why. Like, he has paid them back for their patience in a lot of different ways. They won a championship in 2022 when you didn't think maybe it was possible. But this kind of activity, this behavior has been what he does. He did this in the finals in 2016. We all know got suspended for a game, probably cost him a championship. Draymond is apologetic for these things. He apologized to Nurkic, at least publicly. I don't know if he did it personally, for last night. But this keeps happening. And I don't know what you do or say. I mean, even Kerr last night was like asked, what can you do about it? Like, we just keep trying with Draymond. And they hope that he's there when it counts. They hope he doesn't do this in the worst moments. They really need him now because, as I said, Klay and Wiggins, especially, their games have fallen apart. You need to have Draymond, who is still a pretty good player, still a very good player at times, and he keeps getting himself off the court. I don't know if you can count on that. And in fact, I would say you probably can count on him not being on the court more often. As I said, the cycle seems to be speeding up. It seems to be, you know, it's not going away, Dan. It's definitely not going away. And again, he got $100 million after he punched a teammate. It's hard to go back from that if you're the Warriors.
How much culpability is there with the organization?
So, you know, some, you know, listen, they made a gamble with this. They made a bet. It won them championships. These are players that are foundational figures. And I keep saying, none of this happens if Steph Curry doesn't want it to happen. Draymond Green does not get the $100 million contract. Not the terms of it, but does not get that deal if Steph Curry didn't want Draymond Green beside him. Klay Thompson might not be here if Steph Curry doesn't want him there. He wants these guys around him because they've been so close. They've succeeded so much. They've created an atmosphere. It doesn't look like it now, but an atmosphere that has won so many things. 2022, really, once they won that championship, they were going to ride with these guys. The culpability is they wanted to try to keep put this together one more time, that they can't do it any other way. They don't want to break it apart. Well, they might have to do that. I mean, it's looking like they do have to do that, but they put themselves in a position they can't do it right now. So, yeah, there's a culpability. It's a culpability for them saying what we had in 2022 and obviously the three championships before that is worth riding all the way till the end. Well, we're seeing that now, and it's not going to be poetry. It's not going to be, you know, great songs being sung on the court. This thing is going to end messy, and we're beginning to see how messy it can get.
Where does Steph Curry's career go from here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're going to have to take a look at this, and can they redo it? And I don't think they can redo it this year. They're going to have to do it in the offseason quickly enough that it's going to match his timeline. I don't know. Remember the whole two timeline thing? That was what this was supposed to be. But Wiseman did not turn out to be a player who could do that. We'll see with Jonathan Kuminga. We'll see with Moses Moody. I kind of think they're going to sputter around of this and kind of like do stuff on the margins. Maybe you trade Chris Paul. That's the one really tradable piece they've got because of his contract. I don't think they can trade Klay Thompson. I don't think they can trade Draymond Green. Certainly not for anything that's good. So you might kind of just see what they got this season and then try to make something big for some player who matches his timeline next season. And I think next season is the last go. The last go might be now. I mean, Dan, it might have been last season, but Steph is playing so well. I think you owe it to him not to blow it up, and you give him maybe try to trade for a 28-year-old, somebody who's in his prime. Maybe you try to sign that guy in some, you know, convoluted deals using Chris Paul's contract. But this is what it's going to look like with him, too. I mean, you know, when they were out of the playoffs before they won in 2022, it looked like this scramble around Steph, trying to try everything, and they don't have enough around him. They'll be very frustrated if they do that for another 3-4 years of his close to his prime. They don't have a ton of options around that. This might be what it is.
But Steph will end his career as a Warrior.
I mean, he signed for 3 more years. He likes it. Again, I don't think he's a guy who's going to be, ring hunting. He's got 4 of them. As long as he feels like they're trying their best to put something around him that works, I don't see how they do it. It just doesn't work that way. Whether Clay's a Warrior longer, whether Wiggins is, that's different. But I don't think Steph Curry leaves the Warriors, certainly not anytime soon. This is the place where he's called it a career. This is a place where he's won. He's built a life here. Very tough to say, go send me to Chicago or go send me to Orlando. That's going to be hard for me to see.
Great to talk to you again, Tim. Hope you're well. Thank you for joining us.
You got it, Dan. Appreciate
That's
it.
Tim Kawakami, columnist for The Athletic, covering the Warriors. Make sure to check out the TK Show podcast. Charles Barkley was with us in the first hour, and we talked about a couple of things, and one was his reaction to Draymond Green last night.
He's frustrated because he can't play the way he used to play. That's probably what as a player, that's what I'm seeing. I'm like, oh, man, because I'm not saying this because I like Draymond. Everybody likes Draymond, but Dan, I started doing stupid stuff when I couldn't play anymore. It was very frustrating. My last 2 years with the Rockets, I sucked as a player. I actually hit Othello Harrington. Nobody knows about it. Othello Harrington, I hit him in practice because he was working so hard and there was nothing I could do about it. So I threw him down. And Rudy Tomjanovich, who I really respect, says, we're gonna vote and you're not going to play. And I was humiliated, but it was because I couldn't play anymore. So I was playing dirty. I see the same thing with Draymond. He's not the same player, and he's frustrated.
I also asked Charles about the role that the Golden State Warriors play in disciplining Draymond Green.
I think the Golden State Warriors, you know, because Adam doing something really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But when your boss says, hey, you know what? It's time for us to sit you down because, you know, you just lose money when the league suspends you. I think you need to be embarrassed when your boss says, hey, you know what? You're hurting the team. I'm going to do something to you. So I think it's up to the Golden State Warriors to, hey, you know what, Draymond? You've been great for this organization, been great for the team, but you're not worth the effort. You know, we're tired of dealing with this BS. So I think the Warriors need to step in and say, hey, even before Adam does anything today, because he's going to get suspended, if the Warriors came out and said, hey, can we handle this situation? I think that would be the right thing to do, Dan, personally.
That's Charles Barkley, who joined us first hour of the program. And I don't know if the Warriors can say, Commissioner, let us take care of it. Like, you know, with Ja Morant, if they could say, let us discipline him. Because it really comes down to he's your player. And you're the ones that are around him and policing him. And you need to win. And this is something that they've looked the other way for a long time because they realized at the end of the season, Draymond Green is going to be a positive, not a negative. But during the regular season, he's more of a negative now than he is a positive. Yes,
Draymond did that right in front of the Warriors bench yesterday. And the only reaction was one player putting his hands up like this. The coaches turn their heads and look. Steve Kerr doesn't even turn and look right away. He's still looking off to the side. After Draymond's just punched a dude in the face right in front of the bench, he doesn't even go like, whoa! There's not even anything, not even an ounce of surprise. They just look and they're like, oh.
They're desensitized. They are. They're not surprised with it. You can't be surprised with anything that he does. It's a shame. But this is where you buy into an act. He bought into the act. I'm a villain. So what? No amount of money. Do you find me is going to bother me? You can suspend me. Doesn't matter. And management has my back. My teammates have my back. I knocked out a teammate. That teammate got traded. I got $100 million. You can understand why Draymond goes out there and probably continues to act this way. It's not like Steve Kerr goes, you know what? I'm going to sit you down for a while. Yeah, I need you to think about this because you're not the player you once were. I need you to be smart. And for all those analysts who say, man, he's one of the brightest guys in the NBA, he can't be that bright. At some point, you're not that bright. Rodman, to me, was bright. Because he understood how to do it, toe the line, but he was waiting for you to punch him. Draymond is one, he's going to be punching you. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Curtis in Kansas joins us on the program. Good morning, Curtis.
Morning, Dan.
Morning.
And the boys, yeah. And Todd. I just wanted to talk to you about your olive story and the lady going out of the store. I've worked at a grocery store for 27 years.
Okay.
So, she should have just turned around and told you where it was at. Mm-hmm. And B, the other thing when you said we take great pride in letting you know where it is, it's not great pride. We have to tell you because it's very simple to look up on the signs and find it where it's at yourself. But you know, it's as Pauly said, I think it was Pauly said, you know, you're the guy that's come in there five times and you ask silly questions. When you have people that shop in there on a daily basis and come up and ask you those silly questions, it's mostly because they don't have contact with people and they might be lonely. And I'm beginning to worry about you, Dan. You're getting close to retirement. And you're going to the grocery store to ask some questions just to talk to people that, you know, I know you talk all day, but it's a little different.
Thank you, Curtis. No, and you could be onto something.
Curtis, stay on the line. We want to send you some gear.
Yes. You know, the thing is sometimes I'm not even going there to pick up anything. I never said I went and got the olives.
How often can one person ask for olives at the store?
Hey, Hey, where are the olives? Same place they were yesterday.
I know this poor guy. He comes in. It's probably like three times a month he asks for olives. He comes in. He needs olives.
Isn't that the guy who used to be at SportsCenter?
So lonely.
Like, what happened to him?
Excuse me, where is the peanut butter? And what are you doing for the weekend? I got nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. It doesn't. I'm just saying. I just go in and say hello to people. Walk by the seafood area. Joe is there. Sometimes we'll say...
you know his name?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you just lean your arm up on the counter?
Sometimes I'll go, hey, I'm just here for the halibut. And then he'll go, yeah, I know.
But are you the guy leaning their arm on the corner talking to Joe? And Joe's serving other people, but you're just going to... So you're getting a half pound of?
I cornered a woman who worked there, and we talked cheese for probably about 15 minutes.
The people are usually just lonely.
Yeah.
They don't have any.
And Curtis could be right. You know, I have everything, but I really don't have anything. And that's why I go to the grocery store sometimes. You know, my wife, normally you don't want to go to the grocery store because those, you know, those people with their carts, I mean, they mean business at certain times of the day. And, you know, I like to go when it seems to be a little bit quieter around dinner time. Just chat with people. Just say hello. Starbucks, I would, you know, drive through. Just say hello. Just see how you're doing. Yeah, it's more.
Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, prime time grocery store shopping.
Can be, yeah.
Go out there in your pajamas and your flip-flops.
I just, you know, sometimes you just go in and you just say hello. That's all. Yeah, Todd.
Would you do something like that? If it's like, hey, slice thin, boar's head, good call by you. Just to chat it up.
Yes.
It's a little disturbing.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I've become my older brother. And I become my father-in-law. My father-in-law, by the way, would go to the grocery store and just stay there for hours. And he would just be there and talking to people. And he had friends. You have friends. Bill Belichick has responded. Now, do we want to wait here?
Yes, we need
a commercial
minute.
Break? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll bring that to your attention. Bill Belichick. On the, I guess it's a report that Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston had about that the Patriots have made a decision on Bill Belichick's future. We'll have that from Bill after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver.
And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
And last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. All of that coming up. Every Wednesday, Bill Belichick meets with the media at 11 a.m. Eastern. And right on cue, here he is after a report by Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, that the Patriots, after coming back from Germany, made a decision to move on from Bill Belichick. All right, before we play what Bill Belichick had to say, let's go around the room. What do you think Bill said when asked about his future with the Patriots? Todd?
I'm not aware of any of that, and if it was, it's between me and Mr. Kraft, so I'm concentrating on our next game.
All right. Seton?
Yes, it's true. They fired me.
Oh, that'd be wild.
Those mean people, they did this to me.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. Robert Kraft fired me.
All right. Marvin, what do you think Bill Belichick says?
We're on to the next game.
All right. Paulie?
Working on getting ready for Kansas City.
Yeah, I would think that that would be his response. That's why when it was like, oh, man, how's he going to respond? He dodges. I mean, what's been impressive about him and depressing is he never answers any question that has to do with him. So 20 minutes ago, Bill was asked about the report that the Patriots have made a decision to move on, and here is Bill's response.
Understanding that Robert will not ask you to be back next year.
Yeah, I'm getting ready for Kansas City. That's what I'm doing.
Have you and Robert discussed your future beyond this season?
Getting ready for Kansas City.
Of course he's not answering this. I mean, you have to ask.
Would you go for a third?
A three-peat?
Coach, just to clarify on that, on a Kansas City.
Are you going to be on to Kansas City next year with the Patriots, Coach? Are you on to 2024 with the Patriots, Coach? Yes, Todd.
What about after that loss in Germany? There's some specific reports that it was right after that loss in Germany that there was something that you were on the back end of and not in a good way.
Mm. Okay. This is what you would do if you were in the press conference?
I would like to think that I would push it a little further and say, but there are specific reports about a specific game that you lost and the conversation was had that was not in your favor.
But he doesn't have to answer anything. Because I would ask him, Coach, when's the last time you talked to Robert Kraft about your job? He's going to say, I'm on to Kansas City.
But can't he just say, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to comment. Why do you say I'm on to Kansas
he
City?
He doesn't need to.
It's just rude.
It's like
though.
Greg Popovich got away with how he acted in game interviews because he won championships.
It's rude. They're journalists. They're
it
doing
is.
Their job. You can just say, I don't want to get into that. I'd rather just take questions on the upcoming
he
game.
He doesn't care.
That's all you got to do. It takes but 2 seconds to say it that way.
Todd, he doesn't care. He does not care.
It's repeating that same
thing. It's not
sentence.
Like he goes home and goes, it's probably a little tough on the media today. He's like, he doesn't care.
Why show up? Take the fine, give it to charity. Why even be there if you're going to just say that?
He has to show up.
So you show up and then you take the fine.
Yes, Paul.
It would be almost refreshing if the media, after those first 2 questions, said collectively as a group, Coach, we're done. We have no other questions. We don't want to ask you about your offensive line play.
Yeah, but he would love that.
Right. But
he doesn't care.
But he's on the way out probably. And the media, who's had to be part of this for all time, should just go, cool, we're done.
He doesn't care. He would love that. He'd be like, all right. Yes, he.
It is going to be funny, though, once it becomes clear that Bill on his way out, to see how tough the media get in those moments then when he they spent most of the time cowering, being like, I don't know. Don't yell at me, Bill. They're going, hey, Bill, no. I don't want an answer. I think the fans deserve an answer to this, Bill. Bill, yeah. No, tell me, why did you run the ball on 3rd and 7? I think we deserve an answer.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody's getting there.
They're going to be emboldened.
Bill's on his way
that.
Out, muscles.
Hey, can't do anything to us. PR department can't do anything to us. Yes, Marvin.
Seton just hit the nail on the head. Stop calling him coach. Bill.
Bill. Bill, I think we deserve an answer, yeah. Bill. I mean, right. It's a fair question. Bill, it's a fair question.
Emphasize Bill. Come on, Bill.
William, a lateral on fourth and six? Really, a lateral?
Coach, do you think that you could, in that play, how good was Mac today? Who is the starting quarterback week 15, Bill? Who is the starting quarterback? I think the fans deserve an answer.
Yeah, and then, old John McEnroe.
And then here you have Tom Curran is in the front row at the press conference, and he had the report. So look, you know, it's like Belichick is answering the question. Then he's got like a stink eye towards Tom Curran.
Every time he's asked about his future, he just looks at Curran.
Yes, Tom.
What if Belichick actually said, "Why don't you ask Tom Curran? He's sitting there right in the front. He seems to have all the answers. He knows everything. Just talk to him.
I don't need to get it from me. That's good. That's good. That's where you could say to Belichick, why don't you ask Tom? Tom, come on up here and answer
that would
question.
Be fantastic if he did that.
And then Tom Curran could go, Coach, I'm going to be back here next year. Will you? And then you drop the mic. Oh, God.
That's uncalled for.
No, here we go. Todd, do your Sports Center tease.
Marvin's got the music.
Here we go. God.
Coming up on SportsCenter, keep your hands to Youssef. Should Draymond go from the showers to a therapist couch? Here's a nugget. The officials weren't joking around in Chicago. Was the early ejection bull junk? One and done, chick. How the in-season champs lost to Luka. Was the genius fate sealed several weeks ago in Germany? Might a hobbled hill keep the Finns from landing the Jets? Just in case you hadn't heard, the Chargers forced to shake a stick at the Raiders in Sin City. A giant offer made, not enough. How a potential San Francisco treat got tricky. The Chargers have 680 million reasons to believe there's more rings coming. We'll explain. Will our products free of charge? Take a look. SportsCenter. Next.
All right.
Crush the post.
Solid. This day in sports history, Paulie.
One of my favorites. 2010, the New York Giants and Minnesota Vikings played at Detroit's Ford Field. The game was moved due to the collapse of the inflatable roof at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome the day before. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, our director back at DirecTV, decided to roll camera on it when he saw all the snow on the roof.
Overnight,
and got the video of the stadium roof collapse.
Mango.
Yep.
Mango was the director we had at DirecTV. Let's see. On this date, 1956, Jackie Robinson was traded to the Giants, but instead of going to the Giants, he retired. Highest scoring game in NBA history, 1983. Triple overtime. You had three Pistons. Isaiah had 47. John Long had 41. Kelly Trepucka had 35. The Nuggets, Kiki Vanderway had 51. Alex English had 47. That's good stuff. Love it. Cam Newton won the Heisman on this date, 2010. Charles Woodson won the Heisman on this date in 1997. Oh, here's one. The Mitchell Report publicly released naming 89 baseball players using steroids and HGH. Whatever came of that? Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Curtis in Kansas thinks the reason you ask where the olives are at the supermarket is not because you don't know what aisle they're in, but because you're hopelessly lonely.
Seton O'Connor.
Charles Barkley, Lewis Riddick, and Tim Kawakami. That is a solid day.
They brought some noise today. Marvin?
The Bulls are going to have the best reunion ever.
Paulie?
Barkley's going to the Bulls Ring of Honor ceremony.
It's a city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the very fabric of the community. Las Vegas, where conventional is challenged, the unexpected embrace. It's not just celebrating, it's celebrating with an edge. Have a great day, everybody. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.